Hi, I'm Michael Sunoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
You become collector of proven sales letters, which I am, and proven copy, and do your homework and research with the SRDS. I can't think of a better investment than spending time on the SRDS, researching markets and mailing lists. Hey, Bartley.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Yes. It's been a while.
If you can master copywriting, which is salesmanship in print, but really do it well, where you're able to sell from a piece of paper or the written word, and if you have a big enough market, let's say you had a letter to the diet industry, and you tested it to 1,000 people, and it was a letter you wrote, like what you sent me. And let's say you had a product that cost you a couple bucks, and you were selling it for 29 bucks, and you tested the letter to 1,000 people, and you produced enough sales through a direct response letter where they sent you the money, and you sent out their diet product, and it made a small profit on 1,000 people. You're set. You're a millionaire. If you could test it again and make sure that it wasn't a fluke, you are there. You've got a successful piece of copy that has made a profit on a small scale, and then all you're doing is multiplying zeros. Next time, it won't be 1,000, it'll be 5,000, then 10,000, then 20,000, then 50,000, then 100,000, then 200,000, then a million. You can go as high as mailing out 10 million letters a month if you want to, because the market is that big.
Right.
And so you just add those zeros, and you're set for life. You could build a multi-million dollar company from one letter. One example is the most successful letter of all time has produced over a billion dollars worth of sales. And that's the direct mail piece that was originated for the Wall Street Journal. Still being mailed today with some slight changes, but the main concept is still the same.
That's amazing.
I just got a book, which is not actually a rare find. You can find it. I was reading it last night, reading it this, I'm not even near complete. And it's by Denny Hatch. And it's called Million Dollar Mailings by Denison Hatch, H-A-T-C-H, D-E-N-I-S-O-N. You can go on Amazon.com and search Denison Hatch or Million Dollar Mailings. And this is 60 or 70 of the all-time greatest copywritten letters in the world. And it goes into the copywriters were interviewed on what gave them the inspiration and how they did it and why they did it. And you can pick this book up for $150, and it is gold. And also another aspect, when you say you want to be a great copywriter, one of the easiest ways is to emulate what other successful pieces have done. So you can look through this book here and look at proven successful million-dollar mailings and borrow from that to create any letter in the world for any product in the world. Not only that, this is one of the most interesting things I do is I collect this stuff. I collect proven successful sales letters and ads. The because one ad, imagine the expense that went in to developing a proven successful ad. Just one page in this book of one successful ad just produced millions and millions of dollars worth of sales for their company. It is like a combination to a safe. For example, if you've got a successful ad selling a subscription to Newsweek or, you know, one of the business publications as an example, you can take that same format, that same concept, change some things around. You don't want to plagiarize it. You can change it to a subscription for a gym membership or a subscription for anything. You could fit it to a different market very easily because it's not the product they're selling that made them work. It was the appeals to their human emotion. It was the words that were used in the headline and in the opening and in the close of the piece that made them move. It was the offer that made them act. It wasn't necessarily the product. So every single one of these can be molded to a different product or market that you see fit. Now, what's that worth?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even necessarily have to be as skilled as what Gary Halbert says, unless you want to be a hero and do it all yourself. You know, why would you want to take risks when you can borrow proven formulas? And I think all great copywriters, to an extent, do this. I don't know for sure. I mean, I've heard Dan Kennedy, you've heard of him, right?
Sure.
Talk about how he can count on one hand the amount of original copy he's ever taken. He goes back and researches great copy, and some of the best stuff is back in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s. These are when the real masters were around. Finding a successful copy, there's a website I just learned about that has all the Claude Hopkins archived Pepsodent toothpaste ads. Claude Hopkins, you've heard of him?
Sure.
He was the master, granddaddy, king, copywriter, advertiser back in the 20s, responsible for putting Pepsodent toothpaste on the map. And they've got archived these full-page ads from the 20s and 30s that were responsible for building that company. And they're just pure genius. They could be just changed around a little bit today and marketed instead of toothpaste. It could be a cream that prevents acne. It could be a deodorant. It could be anything.
Isn't it amazing that things like that from so long ago could still be used, the wording can still work?
That's what's so great about marketing. You're studying human nature, and human nature doesn't change. We all operate the same way. We're all human beings. There's greed, there's lust, love, sex, you know, all the major emotions that make up a human being have been the same forever, and they're the same anywhere around the world. So you never have to relearn this stuff. You only learn more and more. And the more you learn, it compounds on what you've already learned. Geometrically. If you've got 10 years of learning and you learn another year, you're not learning just 1 year. You get to use that new year and cross-reference it with the other 10 years you've already learned. So you're never wasting time studying human nature or studying copywriting, which is the skill to motivate people to action, to buy your product.
I sent you the letter that I had written. To be honest, I didn't spend a lot of time on that. I may have spent 3-4 hours on it. I mean, you've read a lot of the stuff, more than I, and I was just curious what you thought of it. I didn't borrow anything. That was just all straight out of my head, so I'm curious what you thought.
I thought it was good. Some of the main important things is, were great. He had a headline. Finally, the real secret to a lean, healthy body is revealed. And those are powerful headline words, and a headline is 80-90% of your ad right there. Those words have been proven in the past through other successful ads. Secret, you know, Gary Halbert's a big fan of the word secret, and it's a great word that gets people's attention because everyone wants to know the secret. Finally is a great attention-getting word also. Finally, a real secret to a lean, healthy body is revealed. It's a good headline, but guess what? I mean, my opinion and anyone's opinion is worth shit. Because the only people's opinion it's worth is the people who open up their wallet and would give you their credit card for the product. So let me ask you this. Maybe you'd be better off researching and finding some very successful diet promotions, like one of the all-time successful diet promotions that Gary Halbert worked on for Berry Trim. And Berry Trim is still sold today. It was a hugely successful promotion. And as a matter of fact, I have the letter for the Barry Trim promotion. One way it was done, other than a letter, I may still have the letter too, but it was done as like one of those fake newspaper ads, like a full-page newspaper ad. And I'm not sure how else it was promoted, but I have that actual ad word for word. So what would that be worth to someone writing a diet promotion to mold your diet promotion after that? Another thing I do is I subscribe to the National Enquirer. The very best top paid writers write for the National Enquirer because they have to write simply and clearly, and they're just very good. That's why they sell so many copies. And their headlines are incredible, number one. You can learn from those. I get them and I look through them and I tear out all the good ads. I tear out all the full page ads also on their diet products and weight loss products. Not everyone is good. Some are bad, but there are some very good ones. Now here's another source. This Dennison Hatch that I'm telling you about,
yep.
He has a service. He has one of the largest archives in the world of over 600,000 direct mail pieces. And he has a website you can go to. And he catalogs and saves and archives every single direct mail piece that comes in, whether it's on diet or fitness or financial or whatever, magazine subscriptions. You can go to his site. You can search for a company's mailing. So let's say you found a company that had a very successful diet promotion. Have you heard of Standard Rate and Data? Okay, Standard Rate and Data Service. You could go to the SRDS and you can search mailing lists for rent, and you can search under diet. So you can look at the different lists that are for rent for diet products. So let's say, for example, you found the Barry Trim list. I don't know if it's still available, but let's say you found that list that's up on the market for rent. And why are you looking at the SRDS? Because you're going to get an idea, is this a successful diet promotion? You'll see that Barry Trim has 250,000 new names every year that they can rent out. And they have 60,000 quarterly names, and they have, say, 30,000 hotline names, which is a name that is fresh from the last 30 days that you can rent. Now, assuming your list owner is honest, and those are true and accurate figures, it tells you that you can rent, that Barry Trim is selling 30,000 units a month. And it tells you how much the direct mail offer is for. So let's say it's $29 for the bottle of Barry Trim. So you multiply your cost of the product times however many they're selling per month, and you've got a good figure what that company's bringing in on that product for that month. So that's going to determine, is it successful? Then you call the list broker and say, I'm interested in the Barry Trim list. Can I see the direct mail piece that brought these names? And they're obligated to send that to you. So they'll send you the exact mail piece that produced these names for rent.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do. So now you have the exact piece that's produced the results. You have the numbers of sales it's generated. The only thing you don't have is how much they've spent on their direct mail campaign. But you're 90% there. So let's say you want to do a diet, and let's say you find three or four other diet promotions, and you do the same thing for. So you've got, say, five different diet promotion letters and their figures. Do you think you can come up with a good diet promotion using some of the key phrases and headlines and words in those five diet programs?
Well, you'd certainly think so.
A little bit better than dreaming stuff up out of your head?
Yeah.
So stop dreaming stuff out of your head. There's no need to be creative. Creativity is shit, you know. It doesn't mean anything. You know, it's a buzzword. We all want to be creative. It's human nature. You want it to be your idea because there's a satisfaction coming from that because you did it. It was your idea. I'm like that. Everyone's like that. But if you can get your ego out of the way, wouldn't you rather have result of sales and money in your bank account than having a great idea that you're, especially if you're on a tight budget? So you want to stack the odds in your favor the best you can. And that's by finding things that have worked, that are proven, rather than taking chances with ideas.
Yeah, I agree.
You become a collector of proven sales letters, which I am, and proven copy, and do your homework and research with the SRDS, I can't think of a better investment than spending time on the SRDS researching markets and mailing lists.
Tell me again how you know when you're looking at the SRDS ones are producing.
Because when you look at the SRDS, talking to online service, you can also go to the library. Any main major public library will have the SRDS. This, it's like a telephone book of direct mail lists that are available for rent. Okay? Let's say there's a new magazine coming out, and they like, okay, we got this magazine. Well, who are we going to sell to? Well, we want to sell to people who like news magazines. So they'll go on and look for all the mailing lists that are owned by other news magazines that may want another news magazine. And they'll rent those lists and mail their offer to those people. When you look at a list, each list is owned by a company. Newsweek, they own all their subscribers' names and addresses because it's their list. A very large source of income is renting those lists, and that's when you call and put it on the market for rent with the SRDS. They're a service that catalogs all the list renters or all the list brokers. They're kind of like a hub for the list market. So Newsweek is the owner of the list, but they don't handle all the details with people interested in the list. They'll have a broker handle it. So Newsweek will say, okay, Mr. Joe, broker, you're going to handle and manage our mailing list. So the broker is the guy handling all the details with people who are interested in renting it. Are you with me? The broker doesn't know for sure whether it's a legitimate list. You know, it's just like if you're going to sell your house and you get a real estate agent or broker to handle the sale of the house, the agent or broker doesn't know that your basement foundation has crashed, some things they can check, you know, with an inspection. But in the list market, the broker has to pretty much take the word for the list owner that it's a legitimate list. And there's a lot of fraud out there in the list market, so you really have to be careful and do your homework. But that's how it works. There's a list owner, he hires a broker to put it on the market, and then the list is rented. And the broker keeps 40 to 50%. The list owner gets between 60 and 50% of whatever the list renter pays. It's like a real estate broker. It's split, and it's big money. You know, there's companies out there who do nothing but make their income millions of dollars just on renting the list. They'll sell something just to break even to be able to produce their income on the rental of the list. It's a very interesting field.
You said something about there's a hotline list.
Yeah, if you're interested in your list, you'll call the list broker and say, I'm interested in this list. Send me a rate card. A rate card is the information about the list. There's a description of who the list owner is or who the broker is. It's a general description. This is a list that are buyers of Berry Trim diet product. These are buyers, buyer names. So these are a list of people who have paid this much money, and they'll say how much they paid. They paid $29 for this Berry Trim product. The list was developed through direct mail letter. They're going to tell you how many names are available to rent, and they'll tell you how many names in the total file. Depends. Everyone's different, but they're giving you all the breakdown and details of the list. They may say they have a quarter of a million names for rent for the whole year. But people want a recent name. You're much better off mailing to a list that has bought something in the most recent time frame. So wouldn't you rather mail to someone who just bought some diet products within the last 30 days?
Sure.
Those are called hotline names, and they're a little bit more expensive, but you have a better chance of selling them because they're hot. They're on a diet, they just spent their money, and there's a good chance they're not off their diet yet. So those names are more valuable than a name that's 6 months old or 3 months old.
Because they might not be interested or they might have moved.
If they're moved, you don't have to pay for that stuff, and usually the list broker will farm the data, the actual handling of the data, because some of these files can be huge with service bureaus who handle large databases. Pretty sophisticated. They can run the list and compare it with the United States Post Office change of address list. They'll get rid of all the people who move. It's called cleaning the file. For instance, if your little diet ad that you wrote, if you found that it was a winner on a small scale, and let's say down the road, 4 or 5 years from now, 3 years from now, you're mailing out to hundreds of thousands of people, there's real sophisticated ways to take that list and to better your chances of sales. There's some software out there that can do statistical spreadsheets on all the data. So let's say you have 250,000 names and you're mailing that big now. And when you're mailing 250,000 letters, within that list, there are better customers in there than some others. And there's software that will compare each one of those names and addresses with geographical locations within the United States that have income information and demographics on the area. So if you've got a zip code in one of the poorest neighborhoods in Louisiana, in the sticks, where it's mostly poverty level, you may have 3,000 people in zip codes like that, and you may not want to mail to them. As a matter of fact, if you probably ran the statistics on it, you're going to have a lot better chance mailing to another zip code that's like Bel Air, where there's a lot of money.
Sure.
I mean, we want to mail to people who've got money. So there are sophisticated software, some not that expensive. You know, some, there's guys out there who try and charge you $30,000, $40,000 to do this, but you can pick the software up for $500. That can save you big money as you grow and start mailing to larger and larger people. I mean, I think it'd be a great career to get into. There's not that many people doing it, at least doing it well. You know, once you get good, once you work smart, like what I've been teaching you, it's like a secret weapon. So a client comes to you. You know, I had a guy call me, and he was doing arbitrage on Wall Street for 30 years. He was overweight, and he had diabetes, and a friend told him about this bread that was an ancient bread recipe that would cause you to lose weight. His wife baked him some up, and he lost all this weight, and he couldn't fucking believe how much weight he lost from this bread. This is true. He tried everything he could think of, everything, to lose this weight, and he was diabetic, and he was really at serious risk for diabetes and heart disease, but he lost all this weight, and it worked, and he fell in love with it. He was so excited. He called me. He had a food manufacturer to produce the bread. He was ready to hire a marketing company to do all the marketing. And he called me, and he didn't even want to tell me what it was. He would just tell me it's a weight loss product. And I probed him a little more and a little more. And then when he told me it was a bread, I said, oh, I know what that is. That's the No Hunger bread. He wanted a promotion for it. Well, from my knowledge of studying all this stuff, there's a guy named Ben Suarez. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard his name. Gary Halbert probably talks about him. I'm sure he does. He wrote a book called 7 Steps to Freedom, which is a book I have up on my website in the photo section. You can see what it looks like. I've got the whole outline. It's one of the greatest direct mail books of all time. And in that, he has his life story of what he went through in the direct mail business and all his trials and tribulations. And Ben Suarez, same exact thing happened. But Ben Suarez was an unbelievable direct marketer. I had a full-page newspaper article of the exact story that this stockbroker guy was going through that had already been done, and I have the whole history of everything that happened with that bread. I had the sales, how he sold it, how to make it, everything. When I told him, I know exactly what you're doing, let me fax you a couple pages from this book, he freaked out. He couldn't believe that someone else had already done everything he was getting ready to invest tens and $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 into. And after he read everything, Ben Suarez went through such problems with the FDA. They railroaded him. They cease and desisted it. They took it off the market. They took it to a landfill, burned it, and dumped it, okay? And it goes through the whole story. I had the exact words that sold thousands and thousands of loaves of this exact bread that he's talking about. You know, all from research. So a guy like that comes to me, let's say if I wasn't as honest or whatever, I could say, yeah, I'll create your promotion for this bread. I'll give you a full-page promotion, and I'd have it right there in front of me. I'd have to change it up a bit.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing you do. There's services, there's products, but for the most part, we're all selling human nature.
But what if it happened with the guy in the
circle? I got to give him a call because he was really bright. He was doing like all this arbitrage stuff. He was the founder of some arbitrage deals on Wall Street to the tune of billions of dollars. And he was really interesting, and I wanted to do an interview with him. I've got his name and number. I just need more time to call these people back. I'm going to call him back and do an interview with him. But I guarantee you he's not doing anything with the press.
Amazing.
I would advise go with it. You know, research, you know, all the great ads and stuff. And I can help you out.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I always have a tendency to take the hard way.
I still take the hard way on other stuff, too, because of my ego. simpler. That's just human nature. Yeah, sometimes things are so simple, but, you know, we all want to take the hard way, or we want to keep busy because we're avoiding something. If we're both multimillionaires right now, it's not necessarily that the journey is over. Now, half the fun of reaching a goal is getting there. That's most of the fun. Once you're there, it's like, okay, so what? What's next?
And once again, I think you've given me some pretty valuable insights here.
I hope you use them. And since I've talked to you, if you go back to my website, I've got a couple things. Number one, I've got audio clips like what I've done with you. I'm going to put your audio clip back up on the site. This one has a talk with Bartley Jones like 9 months later. And I'll put that in there if that's all right with you. Because people do listen to it. I'm telling you, they hear our talk, our original one. I've got like 50 hours of audio. I've talked to some really cool people, some really interesting stuff you may want to listen to. And if you don't want to listen to it online, I'm putting together a CD-ROM with all the audio clips on CD. So you basically have my entire website on CD with the audio clips, and you can just sit there and you're not stuck on the phone line, you're not downloading, and you can listen to this stuff. There's some great stuff, especially on joint venture. I had a talk with this guy from England named Danish Patel. And that's on there, number 55. That's on joint ventures. This guy's been kind of like my mentor. I learn a ton of stuff. I just start listening to this stuff, you know, take some notes and get a plan of action together. The biggest thing is deciding, what do you want to do? What's the goal? And then once you have that, you just outline how you're going to do it. You just follow your plan.
Yeah, that is the key.
You got to know where you're going. You got to have a goal. You got to have a picture of how you want your lifestyle.
And Jay Abraham talks about that a lot too. He says, unless you have a clear and concise picture of what you want your business, your life to be, you can't possibly figure out a way to get there.
You can't. I mean, I had a guy call me yesterday. He's like, I want to learn all this Jay Abraham stuff. And you know, I go, so what are you doing? Well, I'm running this gentleman's club. I go, what, a strip club? He goes, yeah, strip club. But I don't know if I want to stay in it. And I did this and I did. I'm like, man, what do you want? You know, I can't help you unless you tell me what you want. You have to know what you want to do and have a clear picture. Do you want to work out of your house? Do you want to be a big business? Do you want to be busy as hell? Do you want to have lots of free time? Do you want to spend time with your kids? Do you want to work 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, 5 hours a day? Do you want a secretary? You know, what do you want? Once you get that, it's doable. That's 90% of it right there. You got to have a clear picture, and it helps to write it down too, but you don't have to. It does help, just so you have a clear idea. And then you just create your action plan. You ask yourself, how can I get there? And you start writing all the ways. And then you got to get off your ass and do it.
And have some faith.
And have some faith.
Because that's probably one of the biggest things that stops people. They get scared, oh, this isn't going to work.
Yeah, that's terrible. And, you know, unfortunately, I've talked about it before, you can't get the faith without doing it. Because as you do, and as you succeed, or as you fail, the more confident you become. And it's nothing but a level of confidence. It's all a level of confidence, but you're not going to get it unless you make movement. There's no free lunch. That's just how God worked it out. If you make movement, you have results, whether good or bad. If they're good results, your confidence goes up, and you're willing to try new things and more, and you believe more. It is a level of faith. If you absolutely act as if you cannot fail, or act as if you are already a millionaire or an expert copywriter, you know, who's to tell you you're wrong?
You're absolutely right, because, you know, when I think of the things in my life or in my occupation that I'm extremely good at, a lot of times I'll start projects. I honestly have no idea how I'm going to do it. I'm absolutely 100% confident that I will do it and it will come out perfectly. Because of that belief, I just go one step at a time, just click, 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 and next thing you know, it's done and it is perfect.
As I study more and more of this stuff, I am absolutely confident that I will be one of the greatest marketing men around. May not be this year, may not be next year, but I'm confident of it. I'm confident if you stick with copywriting and do the work and do the research and really enjoy what you do and passionate about it, think with your head, think smart, and always keep educating yourself and following through, you can be one of the greatest. I'll tell you, once you have one big success, the floodgates open. And you may want to listen to an interview I did with this guy named Herschel Gordon Lewis. He's written 20 books on copywriting. And I didn't know much about him. You can read the description. I think he's like 54, I think. But he talks about how this guy was in the business of selling those collector plates. You know, when you see in the Sunday paper those plates that have like a baseball player on them or angels and stuff? That's a huge business that this guy was. 20 years working as a copywriter for one of the biggest manufacturers and original manufacturers of these collector plates. And then he wrote this piece of copy that outsold anything that they ever had that beat what's called a control. A control piece is the piece that brings in more sales than anything else, and there's always people trying to beat it. And as a matter of fact, I just read Rodell Press, one of the largest direct mail firms that sell books on health and all kinds of stuff. Bartley Jones, you could call them and say, I would like to attempt to beat your control on this book, and they will let you.
Really?
Yep. You could be a nobody, and they're constantly testing. They're constantly looking for a guy, whether he's a nobody or expert or whatever, to come in and beat their control. You could call any major publisher and say, I'd like a shot at beating your control, at putting together a piece to try and beat your winning direct mail piece, and they'll let you. Now, if you could crack the code and beat a control, everyone and their mother will know about you, and you'll have so many people calling you to do the writing for their project, you'd make your head spin. And then you become untouchable, and you can only work with who you want, and you can charge whatever you want.
That'd be a quick way to fame if you could pull it off.
Sure it would. You're up against some tough competition, but if you study what they did and stand on their shoulders and get a book like this $1 million mailing, they tell you what's going on in their head and how they did it and why they did it, and you could just take three or four concepts and change it up a little bit, and one idea may break the code.
I had no idea that was the possibility.
It is.
Will they let you know how you did?
Yeah, of course. You'll hear from them. If you beat their control, you'll hear from them. Don't you worry.
But, I mean, even if you don't.
I don't know. I haven't called them, but I'm sure you can call them, and you can say, look, I'm a copywriter. I think I'd like to crack it trying to beat your control piece, and just find out who you need to talk to. Look, these people are in business to make money, to sell more and more and more. If a guy comes in and says he's willing to try and do it without risking anything, why would they even turn you down? And as far as marketing consulting, that's the same thing. You go to a company and say, I think I can help you make more money. It won't cost you anything. I'll do all the work. Can I try? I mean, who's going to turn you down unless they're just a jerk? And that's doable. And I had a guy call me for some aeration service. That's when they bring the machine and poke holes in your yard. I remember I used their service almost 3 years ago. And he called me back and said, yeah, you used our aeration service 3 years ago. Would you like to have your lawn aerated again? I go, no, because my yard's disgusting. I don't want to put another penny in it. I go, but let me ask you a question. I haven't heard from you guys in the last 3 years. How many customers do you guys have? And he told me they're doing $60,000 a month in sales, just calling on old customers and new customers. If the only thing they do is aeration, they don't do anything else. And just practice, because I'm going to start approaching a lot of people in joint ventures. I go, hey, I've got an idea. I've got a product that I think will fit your customer base perfectly. If I could bring you in an extra $1,000 a month, would that get your attention? Now, I had asked him this question before I knew he was bringing in 60, and it didn't get his attention. Because, $1,000 a month is no big deal. We're bringing in $60,000 a month. But if I had done my research a little bit more, if I said, if I could bring you in $5,000 a month, would that get your attention? And then that may get him to talk a little bit more. And he's like, well, what is it? And he wasn't the boss, but I was just kind of practicing. Mm-hmm. But I got his attention, and he goes, what is it? And I said, I'm not at liberty to say, but if you guys wanted to talk about it, we'd sign a non-disclosure, and I could tell you. Now, I didn't have a product for him yet. Let's say he said, yeah, I'm open. I'm doing $60,000 a month. I've got 10,000 customers in the San Diego area. He already told me he never mails to them. Obviously, he doesn't call them but once every 3 years. You see some opportunity there?
Absolutely.
You know, and that was just on the fluke. But you go call 10 people and make that offer, you're going to get something. And that's when it comes to joint ventures. That's what this Vanish Patel guy, number 55, explains. You don't have to have a product. You don't even have to have the customers, but you can bring those two together and create a letter. Let's say you're the copywriter, and let's say you were the guy who made the deal with the aeration service. You research his customer and what he's like, and then you go research successful mail pieces for, say, a tree trimming service. Find the most successful tree trimming service in the country, and you go to their website or you get on their mailing list and get their pieces that sells millions of dollars worth of tree trimming services,
mm-hmm.
And you take that letter and you introduce it to the aeration guy, and you set up a deal, you pay for the mailing, and you start mailing to his customers. It can't fail a thing. And all you did was do some research, find a successful tree trimming sales letter, and with some of your skills, you could tweak it, maybe make it even better. It doesn't have to be hard.
It's never so much Jay.
Trying to give you as much good stuff as possible and anyone listening, you know?
That's one of the things I keep hearing from him all over and over. You know, it doesn't have to be so hard. Everybody makes it too hard.
And the hardest part is just doing it.
The work isn't hard.
Yeah. It's just getting over that confidence level.
Exactly what I was going to say.
And the belief. That's only going to come with action. That's the thing. There's just no free lunch.
I think one of my favorite things, and I think it was a Jay Abraham thing, he said, you don't have to try that hard. All you have to do is try.
There are so many people doing stuff so poorly, you don't even have to be that good. There is so much poor marketing and poor effort in everything. If you gave a half-ass effort, you could still succeed.
I agree.
It just showed that there's so many opportunities around you. It's exciting.
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the things that I noticed most after listening to the Protégé Mentor Training Program. It was like your eyes sort of all of a sudden opened up, and you're like, I didn't even see all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a mindset. It is. It's like opening your eyes.
It's hard to believe that the school system and the education system in our country is so naive to
mind.
Yeah, I mean, it really is.
Well, that's what people like Jay Abraham, and that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to build a library of great advice that's going to be available to anyone for free.
Is that what you're doing with all these interviews?
Yes, you know, it's kind of moving that way. I'm just moving ahead. You know, as it evolves, who knows, but like we talk about taking action, the most important thing is just keep moving. It will evolve into something. So it's like constantly growing and evolving, and but I mean, this volume of great advice and great information, not only from me, from the people I talk to, from you, this is real world stuff, you know, this isn't textbook theory. And it's available on the internet for anyone who wants it. And when some people come across it, they'll listen to every single one of these audio clips. And you can read some of the testimonials of how it impacts people. The nice thing is, it is available to anyone who wants it, just like a library is. You've got to do marketing to get the information to people, but it is available for them.
How many clips? It'll be interesting to see what happens with these clips.
It will be. I think the biggest thing is I have to make them as accessible to people as possible. Now, I've made some changes on the site. Whether you have a slow 28.8 modem or high-speed connection, you could either download the clip on an MP3 file, or you can listen to it. Most computers have a real player, like a media player. So if you press it, it's cake. It'll pop right up. You're not waiting. You can listen to it online. But I'm also taking all the clips and putting them onto a CD-ROM. Let's say you didn't have online service or you didn't want to tie up a phone line. I'll send you the CD. You put it in. My webpage pops up just as if you're looking at the audio clip page. You clip on the audio clip with the description you want to listen to, and it'll pull it right off the CD and start playing instantly.
You also could possibly just do a CD that people could use to take in their car.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's so much content, you can only fit a couple hours worth of audio CD on a CD. It would be too expensive. It would be multiple CDs. But down the road, as technology evolves and memory capabilities, it will be doable. There is software that you can have on your computer. So you could take my MP3 files and you could have that burned onto an audio CD if you have a CD burner and you can bring it in your car. MP3 files on my site can be downloaded digitally into like a Rio MP3 Walkman and you can listen to it that way. And that's getting popular too.
Yeah, the way technology is exploding.
Exactly. The important thing is to capture the data.
Exactly.
And it can be, it's digital, so it can be reformatted anyway. Starting, it's evolving, and who knows what's going to happen.
Excited to see what's happening with you and your site and with your audio.
You're one of my charter audio clips. You're one of the first ones.
Oh, that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, not just for the hell of it. I'm hand autographing the CDs. I'm hand numbering them, which I got the idea from the collector plate guy, because I go, why do people buy collector plates? He said, because they buy them on a speculation of their increase in value. That's the fuel that drives the collector's industry. They look okay, yeah, you can display them and show them off, but the real reason people buy them is based on speculation, just like Beanie Babies, just like Pokemon cards.
I always wondered why people bought all those.
I did too. Now I know. You had to listen to this guy. I don't even think I got into it, but what happened is he wrote the control for this Coesser plate company that he was a copywriter for. Then he was introduced to the president of Omaha Steaks. You should hear this guy. He's like a name dropper. He's dropping names of all these big players I've never even heard of. It's really interesting. The president of Omaha Steaks called him and wanted him to do this, and once word got out, you'll hear him say his phone was ringing off the hook.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It's doable, Barley. I want to interview you when you're there, okay? I think we had a real good conversation. I will get it back up on the site. You can re-listen to it and take notes.
Okay.
I've got your phone number now. Keep in contact with me. I'll email you once I get it edited and up there. Pass the word along, and if you want to get all this stuff on CD, there's a place you can go on my site and just fill out the form and get it to me.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Hey, you too.
All right, bye.
It's Michael with MichaelSenoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you could be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info, product, information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Sinoff here with another tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip. It has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. I hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. If you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy, you cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.